Jackpot in Columbus. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tuesday in Columbus, Ohio, at a Burlington Coat Factory store, a woman pulls up in a limousine and announces she's won the lottery.
I won the lottery for $500,000. I don't want none of it, really.
So she tells the shoppers to call their friends because she's going to buy them anything they want.
Tell your friends, tell your family.
And soon the store's full of people until her debit card runs out and the police turn up to announce that the woman didn't really win any lottery.
If you guys were here for the shopping spree, please... unfortunately, leave.
I was reading the comment section at the WBNS television website, and there is some dispute over whether angry shoppers went on to trash the store after that or just left the stuff in their carts. But for a lot of posters, there was no dispute over one thing. Who was responsible? It was Barack Obama. Quote, "This has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It does have everything to do with the welfare state created in this country by politicians of the same breed as Obama." Quote, "Is this the most perfect example of the Obama administration or what? Except instead of a crazy woman spending money she doesn't have, we've got a crazy guy doing it." Quote, "What's going to happen as millions of Obama voters realize he's using a fraudulent debit card and they're not going to get their free stuff either?" Quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a preview of our upcoming health care." So there it is. This is what will kill health care reform. The idea that just below the surface of every American is a freeloader just waiting for the crazy lady to pay for all their stuff. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.